All right, so listeners, we made it. Welcome to episode 10.5 of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. This is our second hentai episode, and because our first hentai episode was our most downloaded episode ever,
I wonder why.
Episode 5.5. We had to do. We're gonna make a hentai episode like a monthly affair, I guess, so we can talk about all the tits, ass, penis, sex toys, tentacle rape, and vagina. You can.
Woo.
And I guess, so while we're at it, this is not a clean episode. So if you are under 18 or have already been offended, please
do not
leave now.
Actually, if you're under 18, I really don't care, but just don't get mad at us.
This is your warning. Yep.
You have been warned.
There will be talk of rape and tentacle raping and hentai affair. So
and warned. Vaginal abuse.
So we have a full slew of hosts tonight. We have Roko on the line, who's live from Maine.
Yo.
Yo. Sausage.
Sausage.
Oh.
In my buns. Oh.
And we have Chico, our new host, who just joined us for the first time last episode.
Nice to see you guys again. We took her podcast virginity. Lo, 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 lo. Oh, dear God.
And we have Hatake, who's an old veteran by now. Not old, but a veteran.
Brooklyn Rage.
Ride the snake. And I'm your host, Mitsugi, who's been here since the beginning, and we have a very good show for you guys. We have Chiaki's going to dial in about 2 seconds, live from Japan, and talk about her experiences in Akihabara, the porn
so
district
jealous.
In Japan. Well, it's actually the electronics district, but at night it becomes the porn district. And then we're going to talk about the most fucked up things we've ever seen in hentai, things that you can only find in one or two hentais that's so fucked up that it makes you want to stop watching it. And then we're going to review a couple hentais that we watched for you guys over the course of the last month. So, listeners, we have a special surprise for you tonight. We have our very own Chiaki from the Land of the Rising Sun on the line, and she's going to dial in and talk to us about Akihabara for a little bit, which is, of course, well, the porn mecca. So, say hi, Chiaki.
Hi, everyone. I am in Japan. I'm studying abroad, and I went to Tokyo for a long weekend. It was Silver Week this past week, which means essentially it was just a week of holidays. And so I decided to go to Tokyo and go to Akihabara. So I'm going to tell you about my adventures and what I saw and all the dirty things that, you know, the dirty, dirty, dirty goods.
Why don't you talk to us a little bit what it's like to walk through a 7-story porn shop with kiddie porn and things like that on the walls?
Okay. Well, not a lion, 7 stories. I went to Akihabara in the day, and I went at night. And the porn stores are open during the day, but it's like, at night, that is all that is open. You have, like, the porn stores and the pachinko and the maid cafes. So, you know, you can get your porno and take it to the maid cafe and have maids serve you while you read it. But it really is, like, they have these. I went into a couple of the stores, and they had these, like, commercial gift bags that was, like, the Akihabara, like, pleasure bag. And it had, like, a condom, a mini vibrator, and, like, a couple other things in it that were, like, and I had a picture of, like, Akihabara and, like, a girl in a maid costume. Yeah, exactly. I know this is going to sound really bad, but porn stores are the best places to buy cosplay. Because they have, like, you know, the anime section.
All right, so tell us about the naked costumes. Did you pull any naked articles of clothing off of mannequins?
No, I didn't. But at the very top level, they had, like, $1,000 to $3,000 sex dolls, and they looked like they were all, like, 5 years old. It was really creepy. Like, I was like, how can I serve you, master? I'm 5 years old. Yeah, it was really creepy. But, like, what I was saying about costumes was, Akihabara is, like, the best place to get cosplay. Like, the porn stores, because they have, like, the anime fetish stores or sections.
Right.
And they have costumes, but you'd think that they'd be, like, you know, sexy versions of the costumes, but they're just costumes. And they're, like, anywhere between $50 to, like, $100, and they have everything from, like, Sailor Moon to Gundam to Gurren Lagann to...
Holy shit!
Code Geass, Macross, like...
So this
they
is...
Have, like,
so this is just in case your significant other can't get a boner unless you're dressed up as Rei Ayanami.
Wait,
Yeah, pretty much.
I'd probably be having that trouble,
too. Evangelion. Mm. Everything.
Can you...
That's
can
kind
you,
of too...
But,
can you wear a tentacle monster costume?
Yes.
I didn't see any tentacle monster costumes. In fact, the girl I was with, she was like, I want to get something that's, like, really, really disturbing.
Doesn't...
I'm like, I want to get some of that tentacle porn, and we couldn't find any of it. It was really depressing.
No tentacle
but,
porn.
No tentacle porn?
What's the world without tentacle porn?
I also talked about this on the last hentai episode, but I'm going to talk about it again because I bought a Tengu egg.
Oh my god.
I bought one.
No way.
And I researched it, and I took it out, and I played with it. Not like that.
That's not returnable now.
What if I put it on my finger, and I stretched it, and I pulled it? I can actually see that why that would be really nice for a guy, to be honest, because like the inside is really rubbery and soft, and it's compact, and it's really the ribbing is nice. I don't know, it's a nice product. Tenga really does make nice things.
Was that expensive?
You can get one egg for 400 yen. You can get three eggs for 1100 yen.
You can get
one of the Tenga Deep Throat Cuts cups for 700 yen.
So, I guess it's not really... Well, I guess I shouldn't make a stereotypical small penis joke. So if you have, like, a giant black penis, you might rip the Tenga egg.
And that's why you need three.
So you need to, like...
It stretches really far. Like, I was fisting the egg.
Oh. Goodness.
So, okay. did you see any tentacle female sex toys? Because I would think they might make those. Come on, like a...
No,
like,
I didn't. I like saw...
Monster, like, hanging off. You hear that, world? If a talk, it wants a tentacle sex toy. That's why...
The closest thing was...
And that's why we use nicknames on this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
Indeed.
So,
The closest thing that I saw to that was, I think I saw a dildo with suction cups on it.
That's a tentacle thing. So how much is that?
Okay. 1,000 yen, I think, about that.
Oh. Did you play pachinko at all?
I haven't played pachinko yet, but I did walk into a pachinko store, and, like, every pachinko machine is anime themed.
Yeah, did you see the third machines?
The what?
The loop on the third pachinko machine?
Yeah, I have. But that's not really hentai. Unless Lupin's, like, banging Fujiko.
Pachinko is a gambling game. Have you ever watched The Price is Right, Klinko, where they drop the little ball and then it bounces on the pegs?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's kind of like what pachinko is, except that you're trying to get these little steel balls to slide into these little holes, so it's kind of like pinball in a way.
Oh.
But gambling... Balls and balls.
I also, and then we left that store and we went to another one that was like anime upstairs, and then you went downstairs and it was like computer porn games and manga and stuff. That's actually where I bought the Tenga egg, and the guy looked at me. My friend who I was with was like, "What is that?" And I explained it to her, and the guy behind the counter was giving me a funny look, like, "Do you know what this is for?" But I'm guessing by the obscene hand gestures that I made, he understood that I did. I just want to say that if you ever go to Akihabara and you're a female, have a friend with you, because if I was, I felt creepy when I was just kind of away from my friend, because it was kind of like, everyone there was a guy, and the only girls there were with their boyfriends, and it was like, you're all undressing me with your eyes.
Did you see the guys with pointy elf shoes?
No, I didn't. Oh, but I do want to say, okay, so they had underwear, they had all kinds of crazy underwear and lingerie, and like, you know, the crazy stuff that you'd expect, like body stockings, whatever, but they had a man thong that had an alligator face on the front, and you put your penis in the mouth, and the alligator opens its mouth, and your penis comes out, and I thought that was amazing. I wanted to buy it.
So it's like a thong with an elephant trunk on the front of it.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I kind of wish I had a penis at times, just so I could dress it up.
You swing your trunk around in your partner's face?
Yeah.
It's nice being able to aim, too.
Yeah.
It is.
But,
I think Zuko was one of those.
So, Akihabara, Porn Mech, place of the world, and the only porn mecca. The only other thing that I do want to say too is they had used DVDs in one of the stores, and I was afraid to touch them.
Oh,
I was like, that's used.
Chiaki, last time I was in Akihabara,
bring hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Last time I was in Akihabara, I was with another girl, and we noticed that, like, as you go higher and higher up in the porn shops, the porno gets more and more, like horrible and disgusting. Like, I never actually got to the top of any of the stores, because the girl I was with couldn't handle it anymore.
It was just too much.
But did you notice that? Like when we got halfway up, we started seeing, DVDs with, rows of like, little, 8-year-old girls with their asses sticking out and stuff like that.
I don't know, the store I was at, I'd kind of say that, the first three floors, I'd say, were kind of normal. I mean, as normal as porno can be. But, the costumes, the lingerie, the, self-pleasure aids, that's probably the most PC I've ever said that, and various other goods. And then, as you went up, and like I said, there were, sex dolls at the top, and it was, let me be your slave, on the sex dolls, and they were, $3,000, and there was actually some dudes looking at them like they were going to buy them. I'm like, you are a creeper. The doll looks like it's 5 years old.
Hey, you can't get a real girl. You might as well buy an expensive sex doll.
How much is $3,000 anyway?
Like,
it's a lifetime investment.
$3,300. That's quick math, but
shit.
So I mean, if you don't have a woman to spend all your money on, you might as well buy an expensive sex doll. Buy her some chocolates. Buy her some C's chocolate.
And then of course there was also Akihabara night. There was all the ladies dressed up as maids hawking the maid cafes. I wanted to go to one, but my friend was very tired and she didn't want to spend the money to go to one. But they have, not only do they have maid cafes where maids serve you, there are places you can go and they're like spas for your feet, and you just dunk your feet into tubs, and it's like a pedicure but for men, because little girls in French maid costumes do it. Akihabara.
I just thought of something. Have you ever heard of that foot therapy you can do where you put your feet into these tanks of water and there are these types of fish that eat
Yes, I have, but that's not porno.
Yeah, but did you see that? Because I've always kind of wanted
to. Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Have millions of little fish get off your feet. That sounds awesome.
That's kind
of
awkward.
Doesn't
actually
sound interesting though? You dip your penis in the tank. Nibble on your penis.
That would not feel good. Dangle the worm.
Anyways, guys, I gotta get going, but I want to apologize to all the listeners that I haven't been as regular. But I mean, I'm in Japan and there's technical issues and traveling issues, and I hope that now that I'm getting more settled,
Hey, Chiaki.
Huh?
Thanks for coming on the show. We miss you.
We love you.
Yeah, we miss you.
I'll get you all something the next time I go to Akihabara. I'll get you all something special.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to talk about the most fucked up shit we've ever seen in hentai.
Because, we are.
So, and it's kind of a free topic. So, does anybody want to kick it off with something that's particularly fucked up? We were talking about how you can pretty much type anything in on the internet and get porno. including the names of pretty much any Pokemon.
Oh yeah, I've got
what?
So I was looking up pictures of Jolteon and Eevee and all of them and everything for a friend of mine, because she didn't know about all of the different evolutions of Eevee, and that's how big a nerd
how
I am.
How is that possible?
I don't know. She was, she was
Vaporeon, Flareon.
Flareon, Voltaire.
You would think. But no.
Eevee's
anyway,
the best, though.
Eevee
want,
is the best.
You want
Eevee
why?
Was my
There's
favorite.
New ones.
You want to know why she's the best,
why?
Or me? Because you haven't transformed it yet. So you have you still have that choice.
Oh, exactly.
Of what kind of a sexual
and
Pokemon
she's
you want to have.
Oh. Where we come to the next topic. In looking up pictures of Jolteon, I found pictures of Jolteon and Ash in an act not quite of the Pokemon purity.
Thank goodness.
Apparently Ash likes to have his penis electrocuted.
Yeah, I wondered how...
I turned to Ash.
With no electrocution going on there, but,
It's electric.
It's electric.
I bet there were plenty of
sparks.
Sausage.
Sparks.
Oh. And you mentioned something else from an ant from Time You Watched that I thought was really fucking weird.
Yeah, no, it was completely ridiculous. I saw a clip online of a girl having sex with a demon who, in the middle of the act, turned into a tree, and because I guess he was already inside of her, she exploded. It was really awkward.
What?
So it wasn't like a massive cum shot. It was just like
her
body couldn't contain like the growth. So she
exactly, and she just like exploded. I'm like into bits and pieces of like that personage.
That guy took way too many Viagra.
So the moral of the story.
The moral of the story is pull out before you turn into a tree.
Exactly.
Or you'll make the girl.
You'll plant the seeds of love.
Or of death. An exploding personage.
Sounds like a messy.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway.
I want to go right around the room. Do you have a particularly fucked up thing you've seen, Hitake, that you want to talk to us? We're here for you. Make you feel better.
Confess your sins.
Do you see things when you close your eyes at night?
I do. I see thousands and thousands of tentacles.
Oh
goodness.
Well,
I don't have any particularly like. I do. Never mind.
Oh, come on. Yes,
okay,
yes.
So I was watching this beautiful little anime called The Time to Screw. Yes, and I think the only part that particularly freaked me out was when she started shoving pool balls into her badge.
That's how do you get them out?
That's exactly why I was freaked out. And then she puts a stick up there, and I'm like, how?
Maybe that's how she gets them out. Just push them out the other end.
Fries them out.
Mouth?
It's like tentacles going up through your butt.
Oh, wait. I think that leads to something else quite excruciating.
Yeah. But,
we need this.
I've seen so many fucked up things in hentai. I don't even know where to begin. I keep thinking of this one hentai I watch, and I don't know what the name of it is, but... It was this hentai where this girl was being raped by all these demons, and of course she was liking it, because that's how it always goes in hentai. And all of a sudden, this demon has like a bunch of little demons that come out of him, and they start like holding her down, like there's millions of these little devils like dancing around on her, and they all start taking turns having sex with her, and they're like crawling up inside her vagina and all kinds of weird shit.
Again, how do they get out?
Jesus.
Crawl.
Waves.
Anyway, well, so Roko, have you seen anything lately that haunts
you? He's busy.
What was that, Roko?
Oh. Anyways, yeah, I saw something a while ago that was pretty fucked up.
Oh god.
I forget which exact hentai it was, but I happened to recall a pregnant girl being held down and raped, of course, by demons, obviously.
It's got to be demons, right?
Always.
Huh?
It's got to be
or
demons.
Tentacles. Or tentacles.
Or like a kraken or something comes out of the water.
Like an
so it's like tentacles and demons.
Anyways. So he's banging her, and she basically pops, and like the fetus comes out, and then he like... Then he had sex with the fetus, and it, like, ripped it in half.
That didn't really happen, did it?
I mean, that's how I remember it. I fucked up. I was just like, I found a new hentai quickly.
Sorry, I have an obnoxious
Do you know what the name of this hentai is?
It was, like, 4 years ago.
I don't know why anybody would really want to watch this. It's
who
like
who gets turned on by that shit?
I don't think you really could. It's like... It's. I think at this point it's more like a comedic effect.
Let's see how far we can push the envelope. Let's have sex with a fetus.
So, does anybody else have anything they want to say about fucked up anime?
Never watch anime in English.
That's a good girl. Here's your treat. Now the first thing you get to do is suck on the...
Or, not...
Jerk. Never
watch hentai in English.
Please don't.
Only watch it in English in anime if it's Funimation.
So I know that we have anime that we want to review, or hentai that we want to review and just talk about briefly. And I don't know why. It just seems like a tradition at this point. But I'm going to start it off just to kind of get us a little bit of structure. And I have two hentais that I watched. One of them I watched a long time ago, but I don't know. It's one that I've never forgotten. And the other one is a brand new one. So I'll start with the brand new one. It's called Sora no Iro, Mizu no Iro. And it means the color of sky, the color of water. And I don't really know why it has that name, and frankly, I don't think it matters. But Valentine mentioned at episode 5.5 that she hated when hentai has a plot. And I don't like when it has a plot either, but I think that if it's completely plotless, it kind of just like flops around. So it's kind of nice to have somewhat of a plot line in there. But Sora no Iro, Mizu no Iro has no plot line. And the whole thing is just this guy. He finds this girl that he likes, and so he just kind of hangs out with her until they end up like having sex. And so they just start, and she's like on the swim team. And so they just start banging, like, inside the clubhouse, right outside the pool, in the pool. And they, like, have sex behind the curtains in the club room while all the girls are changing. And, I thought that, like the way that they did the hentai was pretty good. I hate when hentai's censored, though. That's, like, the worst.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's not even released in America yet, so.
It's tough to find.
Brilliant animation, though. That's probably one of the best animated hentais I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was. the in and out motions were so smooth.
I'm talking about the animation of the things that weren't censored.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the person.
And there's two girls. The whole hentai only has three characters. Monster. There's two girls and a guy. And he kind of just takes turns going back and forth. But the girls actually both know that he's having sex with both of them, and they don't care.
They both love him equally.
And they do, I guess. And they make this deal where they promise to both, like, have sex with him at like, the same time or something before the summer's over. And this is like a pact that they make between each other. Like, some girls make a pact to, like, try their best in school. Some girls make a pact to, like, take care of their families and, you know, be responsible. These girls made a pact to have sex with guys at the same time.
Those are some goals, man.
Yeah.
Reach for the stars.
And so, Sora no Iro, Mizu no Iro is really good, except that it's censored. And because it's censored, I don't think I could give it, like, a really, really good score, but I would give it probably, like, 3.5 synchronized sexy swimmers out of 5.
Synchronized.
Wow.
Did you like that?
Was it good for you?
Was it good for you?
It was great.
Oh.
Oh.
So who wants to do another? Who wants to go next?
I suppose.
Atake is volunteering.
I can go. Because I kind of want to get talking about this thing over with so I can stop thinking about it. Okay. So I watched an anime series called. This is two episodes called Dark Love.
Hentai is like always two episodes.
Yeah.
Almost always.
Yeah. Unless it's one.
Unless you're Battle Black.
Yeah.
Or the Blue Girl has like 40 episodes.
Yeah, it does. Okay. So this is like pretty much a cracked out anime. The guy, like, the lead guy ends up like drinking some magical potion, which eventually turns him into a tentacle monster. Which I totally didn't expect, but I guess I should have. there's bondage and torture.
Can you be more specific?
Rape. Do I have to be?
No.
Open your mind to the possibilities.
I mean, the chicks get tied up and are screaming, "No, no, don't do it to me, don't put it in my body." And then by the end, they're screaming for more, so.
It's the kind of thing where they figure out halfway through that they like it.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
Dirty sluts.
Actually, I think they use that terminology a lot.
Yeah.
You like it, you dirty slut. You like it. As I say.
Oh my god, I do. I never realized.
I don't know why, but
oh my god, I'm so wet.
I'm so wet. Oh my god.
So are you going to continue with your review of this hentai or what?
I think she's broken.
She's burst out into laughter and she can't speak.
Sorry. Poor Jan, it's distracting. Well, what else is there to say about this? There's a lot of urine also involved.
There was urine in the last one that we were doing last month.
I don't understand.
What was the name of that hentai? Booby Life?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boobalicious, too.
Boobalicious. Milk Junkies.
We never did find the Legend of the Pervert.
We did not find the Legend of the Pervert. That His legend is yet to be told.
That torrent never finished downloading.
Okay.
So this torrent is obviously a very strange hentai.
Yeah.
I've heard urine, bondage, rape, and lots of them.
Tentacles.
And tentacles.
Yeah.
So it seems,
best ever.
So it seems pretty hardcore.
There's like Yuri and there's no Yaoi at all. It's just like strictly Yuri and like hetero. So
now I can't watch it.
Good.
Yeah, seriously, it'll benefit you by not watching it unless you're just like a crazy kinky person.
So if you were to give this a score on a hentai scale,
I'd probably give it. I'm gonna try not to be biased here. I'll probably give it about 3 out of 5 tentacles.
All right.
Wonderful.
Green tentacles?
No, they were flesh-colored.
Tentacles.
Oh, were they slimy?
Yeah, they were strange.
Hardly ever flesh-colored.
Usually they're like
slimy and more covered.
Like pinkish flesh-colored, but I mean that's
still flesh-colored.
So fleshy. Mm.
Barbed.
So, Kimiko, you're next.
Okay, so from what I've seen of Bible Black random episodes, because it's not a two-parter like most of them usually are, is
right.
We got a lot of, I believe they're probably high school girls that look like they're like 30 because that's the way it works with
girls.
The big boobs and
that's very
the short skirts and the whatever.
Girls.
I'm in my 40s and she's just 16.
So the big
oh, no, sweet sis. Not here, not
I was right. So Manasseh, a high school student, finds a book of magic in an isolated room in his school. He starts practicing black magic that has extreme sexual effects that benefit him and some of his friends. Intrigued, Manasseh gets deeper and deeper into using the craft. Not
choice
realizing,
words.
Oh yes, that's quite a writer on this one. Not realizing that the evils that will come forth, eventually the origins of the books are revealed, and so did the incident 12 years ago on the night of the Whopper. I can't even go on with this.
You can't even read the review without laughing.
There are several versions of Bible Black. This one in particular is what they call the beginning. When Manasseh sees the book's powers, he, like all who love power, is so drawn to its desire and the company of the demon that the book resurrected, making that a powerful combo, until he...
he does what?
Okay, so apparently there's way too much story to this. And...
Valentine would hate this anime.
Yeah. But apparently their biggest plot thing or big tagline is story, character, and passion is involved in Bible Black.
Oh yes.
That and lots of sex. Lots of sex. And magic.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think everyone sees the one episode of Bible Black.
Oh yeah. At least somewhere stumbled across a clip or something online, so
I don't
I'm gonna...
think it's that good though. I don't know why everyone's still like
I don't know.
Bible Black.
I personally think it's probably like a 3 out of 5 magical books of sex. That's what I got.
Do you have one that you want to do, Roko, or did you just want to skip out?
No, I've been busy with this move.
Really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I guess we're just gonna cycle back around to me because I wanted to talk about the older one I had seen. Mahou Shoujo Ai is probably one of the most aggressive, hardcore, tentacle hentais I've ever watched in my entire life. And
yay, tentacles.
It's like, I don't even know. It's a magical girl hentai. I mean, there's like monsters that pop up, and she fights them, and she beats them all. But before she beats them, they have to rape her, like 3 times.
Of course.
So, like...
There's no win without rape.
There's not. I mean, I guess, in this according to these people. And she gets raped like 100 times during this anime.
Poor girl.
Yeah. And then at the end she'll pull out the win and just like effortlessly, and you kinda wonder why did she let herself be raped if she
wanted it.
If it was so easy to kill this monster in the first place. But this hentai is like extreme. I mean, it's not censored at all. And they'll do this thing where they'll not only are there tentacles, but there's, like, machine tentacles, and when I say machines, I mean, like, hydraulic pumps, and like
I've
like,
seen shit like
and
that.
Like drills, and there'll be like a drill, like a huge drill going into her vagina, and then like while like the tentacle or the hydraulic is going into her, it'll like coil around like in her stomach, and you can see the outline of it like from the the outside of her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then like eventually like a tentacle will come out of her mouth, so it's like it's going all the way up through her and come out of her mouth, and then you know. This is really sick.
Yeah, really just
sick,
a little bit.
Sick subject matter, but like
a little too much, I think.
Someday they're gonna play this episode on Oprah or something, talking about how fucked up the internet is.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
And we're all gonna get sued.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll have lost all our fans by then.
Yeah. actually. About 60% of our downloads for our podcast on Mevio are our last 10 play episode.
Wow.
And nobody complained. So, I'm pretty
sure... Hooray for having sick, twisted fans just like the hosts.
I'm pretty sure hentai fans are sick. I mean, people that watch anime watch so much, like, lolicon stuff that by the time you've seen, like, your 30th or 40th anime, you're actually, like, a pedophile, whether you realize it or not, because all anime characters look like they're 10.
Yeah.
Think about it.
And all of the ones that are supposedly 12, 13, 14 years old look like they're in high school.
Even, like moms and stuff look like they're, like, 14. Like the mom in Clannad. It's a wonderful anime. But she looks like she looks younger than the daughter, you know?
Oh, dear.
I think that comes down to the anime style, but I'm going to give Mahou Shoujo Ai 4.5...
Really digging those tentacles.
4.5 sexually abused magical girls out of 5. And so that's pretty much the end of the reviews.
Thank God.
Huzzah.
Yeah, anyway, so that's the end of the hentai episode, so
thank God.
If any of you guys
we made it.
If any of you guys want to file complaints or...
We're all going to hell.
...send us angry emails, you can reach us at hosts@aaapodcast.com, and our website is aaapodcast.com, but you can also reach us on iTunes, and we're on Facebook, and just about every other social networking website out there. So we hope you guys enjoyed it and that you aren't disgusted. But that's how hentai is. It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of why we talk about it.
That's why we love it.
But hentai is anime, too, so it can't be left out. All right, so good night.
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 Good night.